This is Ozarks at Large. Beginning Saturday, the Bentonville Fire Department will be able to use a new preemptive traffic signal system that will allow emergency vehicles to move through city intersections more safely. 24 intersections around Bentonville have been connected to the system that will enable emergency responders inside the vehicles to change the intersection lights to let the emergency vehicles pass through in a timely manner. Bentonville Fire Chief Dan White joins me on the phone. Thank you for your time.
Certainly.
How exactly does the system work? Is there actually a button inside the fire truck or ambulance?
The decision to preempt en route to an emergency will be a conscious decision on the part of the driver of a vehicle here. There is actually a little black box that's mounted in each one of our vehicles that has a green button. You simply push that button and that starts the process. Once it is turned on, then we find the DOD satellites, or they find us, and track our movement through town. And as we approach one of the equipped intersections, then it will calculate our speed and time of arrival to an intersection and give us the green light to be able to go through the light much safer and turn the other directions red to stop any cross traffic from coming through.
I see. So you only need to, the driver needs to push the button once, and that enables the entire system as it's followed by satellite.
That's correct.
How do you test something like this to make sure it works?
Well, over the last several weeks, we've tried to pick some times that were, you know, there was not a lot of traffic on the roads, so we wouldn't be disrupting anyone during our testing in case anything went wrong. And we've just tried it at different intersections through town. Plus, our traffic signals department here, who actually install the intersection equipment, also has one of these systems in his truck so that he can test them as he puts them in and test them for continual functioning over time.
So I imagine that the system requires things to be applied to the lights themselves, and that's what connects it to the satellite?
That's correct. There's equipment at the selected intersections in those intersection boxes. There's like a little dome antenna on some of those intersection boxes that will receive radio signals from the fire truck and also from the satellites. And again, we equip 24 intersections like that and all of our fire department apparatus.
I mentioned when you're an emergency vehicle and you're trying to get to an emergency or crisis as quickly as possible, without this system, an intersection is always a bit of a cliffhanger.
Oh, any time an emergency vehicle is running with red lights and siren, the danger factor goes up exponentially. And while we're very fortunate here, we have a very good driving record at this fire department. We also recognize that intersections are the places that are the most dangerous for us to respond with red lights and siren. It's so easy for someone in cross traffic to have their windows up, air conditioner on, radio going, and not hear the siren. There may be a big truck next to them. They can't see somebody approaching. It's always possible that someone's going to cross over in front of us. Our drivers are instructed to use due caution at any time, even if they're going to be using the preemption system, they're still going to have to use due caution. But by giving the emergency responders the green light, that will just increase the safety factor tremendously.
Dan White is the chief of the Bentonville Fire Department. Thank you so much for your time.
Certainly.